gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show, of course. I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me today, please welcome my guest, Karina P. Cromer. Karina, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Mike. It's great to be on the show.
Of course. Yeah, we're definitely glad to have you on with us today. And as always, why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show.
Right. So you can definitely reach me through my website, which is healthawarenesscoach.com. And I have a lot of information on there and a lot of contact as far as emailing me and all that. I'm also on Facebook under Inspired Health Energy Medicine or Karina Cromer. Both will get you there. And speaking of which, as I've done with my previous four shows, I am offering a special to the listeners of the show today. It's a good 75% off for a coaching session, so make sure you take advantage of that. And also, you can email me at Karina@healthawarenesscoach.com.
Excellent. And just want to give a reminder to our audience that we are actually taking callers throughout the show. So if you would like to call in and ask Karina here a question, you can do so by calling 631-627-3703. Once again, that number is 631-627-3703. You can call at any point during the show and we'll get your question answered. And Karina, again, it's a pleasure to have you back on with us. We're excited to get some more information and insight from you, of course. But for those out there who are first time tuning into you or just may not be as familiar, if you don't mind, just going over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Would be happy to. So this has been a business of mine for over 20 years now. I have been working with energy medicine, the psyche of the person, and how I can help people thrive instead of just survive. And it has been so that I work mostly with women, but definitely I've worked with all kinds of people and even animals, actually, over the years. My clientele is global, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, but we can work together. And along with energy medicine and helping body and mind heal, I also work with coaching people. And being born and raised in the Mediterranean, my approach is, it is the Mediterranean approach, it encompasses diet, wellness in thinking and how we act, in mindfulness, and in general, it really covers physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So it doesn't matter what's going on, it's not like I'm your one stop for everything. And over the 20 years, I have worked with many people, including Olympic trainers and royalties and wonderful people from my neighborhood. And so I'm very blessed to have this passion to help people see the other side of the coin, so to speak. So instead of rushing every day to cover everything that needs to be done, we find an approach that's a lot more joyful and that focuses on what it is that you want to be doing in life. So I think that pretty much covers everything, but my website has a plethora of information. And we're also, my husband and I are doing cooking classes because that's part of the Mediterranean approach to well-being and health. And we're hoping to be putting those online soon as well.
Wow, that is awesome. And it is really cool that you offer that as well on top of everything you do now. Just a quick question, you know, well, why the Mediterranean diet?
Well, I was born and raised in Greece, and everything we pretty much ever ate was from scratch, and everything that was available with the season. So you really didn't have tomatoes in the winter or lettuce in the summer. You know, you learned what vegetables were available when. But it was a closed market, so to speak, so we didn't have the opportunity of getting, I don't know, kiwi, let's say, from New Zealand. So what that does is there's no canned food, there's no boxed food, and you get the life force from the food that grows in your garden or grows you know, in the farmer's market. There's a lot of farmer's markets in Greece. And in fact, my mother has an organic farm and she does her own farmer's market stands. So that was my upbringing without even thinking much about it. And then when I came to the States, I realized that there was a need for people to know how to cook well. And it doesn't have to be complicated. But I started teaching them simple things of, you know, what's a good fresh food and what's a very simple recipe that you can do with it and nourish yourself, keep yourself healthy and out of the doctor's office, so to speak, simply by what you put in your body and where you get it from. So that's kind of how it all started. That's why Mediterranean, because it's always been a very healthy diet and a very energetic diet. It's full of vitality. Things are grown under the sun. And although most people think that we only have summer in Greece, we actually do have four seasons. We get snow as well. But there are those vegetables like, you know, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. These are winter vegetables. So they grow with the snow as well. And that's the reason why. I'm very passionate about the food, what we eat. I've always cooked my kids' lunches until they got out of high school. And I'm striving to help other people understand that it's simple and I can teach them how.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard on multiple occasions people talk about the Mediterranean diet specifically, you know, having a lot of health benefits for sure. And so that is really cool. Now, I wanted to actually ask you and talk to you about what is called mindfulness, because a lot of times I think that word kind of gets thrown around a little bit. People don't quite fully understand, you know, what that entails. So if you can, just kind of talk a little more, or elaborate on what exactly is mindfulness.
Great question, Mike. So put it simply, it's a basic human ability to be fully present. I'll give you an example. For example, have you ever, like, started driving, and let's say you're going to work, and all of a sudden you get to work, and you don't even realize how you got there? All of a sudden you're pulling into the parking lot, and there you are, but you can't really remember getting there. Somebody else takes over, so to speak, that habit in the background, and somehow you get there, and you get there safe and sound. Well, mindfulness is the opposite of that. It's really being aware of what we do and when we do it. And it's a psychological process, really, that we have to almost relearn and train ourselves to get back into that space. But when we're mindful, we are actually less stressed. Our body functions better. We have overly control from what our body produces as far as good hormones, bad hormones, and our moods. And that's important, to have control over our moods, especially if you go into life with anxiety, depression, and a lot of stress. And some of the practices nowadays that have come through, so to speak, are, you know, meditation. Everybody's heard of meditation, I'm pretty sure. Or just sitting quietly and having some time to yourself. It's something that comes from the ancient times of Greece, of Egypt. The Buddhists have it in their doctrine. It really is readily available in pretty much any ancient book that you read, but it's the importance of understanding and being present with who you are. So here's an example of pain, for example. Let's say that we have a knee pain. But over the years, we have forgotten that we have that because it happens, it's there in the background, we don't really pay attention to it, and it just continues to be there because we are not paying attention to it. Any kind of pain in the body is a sign from the body that it needs attention. It raises its hand and says, hey, I'm not feeling well, can you do something about that? Now, if we're not mindful, that just keeps going and it gets worse and it can create all kinds of other situations. If we are mindful, we're going to sit down and we're going to think about it and say, okay, well, what happened? Did I hurt myself? Could it be something that is emotional? What is going on that it is creating the situation in my body that is uncomfortable? So by the process of mindfulness, we can control pain. We can get clarity of why the pain is there. We can make changes in our lives that are more lasting, because it's not just the habit in the background, but we're creating new neural connections that we are in control of. And we have usually a much happier, joyful life because we are more aware of what is happening and why.
Gotcha. Yeah, I really like, kind of that breakdown. It is a lot easier to understand, and I'm actually familiar with this concept actually through doing theater. And, something that they always talked about is being present to the moment and, be fully aware of surroundings and just not really thinking about what you're going to eat later and all these other distractions that, could throw you off. So it is really cool to see how that could be incorporated into our everyday lives and our overall health, especially when you talk about things like listening to our body and pain and things like that. What would be maybe some other applications, maybe things like relationships or careers? Could that be applied as well?
Absolutely. You talked about mindful eating a minute ago, and I wanted to make a note there. This is such a great time to be mindful as you eat and take your time to eat and not only enjoy every bite and taste the food, but also recognize when the body might be full. And so you have more control over your weight and the way that the gut actually processes the food and the stomach as well. So that's one part of it. As far as relationships go, amazing question. Yes, when we're mindful, we are really paying attention and we're listening to what the other person is saying. It is very important nowadays, especially with so much chaos going on out there, and we just don't have many places to look for support, it seems. And so listening to your other half, your significant other, is a good indication of what's going on, and we're not always good at it, but the practice is really what matters. You know, we get better every time we practice, and then every time we make an effort to listen more without judgment, and that's a big part of it. You might not agree with what the other person is saying, and that's okay, but it's important to listen, right? So being mindful in that process and seeing how their body stance is, how are they reacting to something you just said, what does it create within them? These are all wonderful ways of being present for that person, whether that's, a romantic relationship or a relationship at work, right, between coworkers. Everybody wants to be heard. It's important to give them the time and the respect. So that creates better relationship. It creates that essence of, hey, it seems like this person is genuinely listening to me, and I feel good about that. And because of that, there's better communication. And because there's better communication, there's probably better output and greater projects and all of that, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. And it is cool to know how much application we can take that concept of mindfulness and really apply it to so many different things. Now, Karina, I do have more questions for you, but of course we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But after the break, we'll get more information with Karina Peek-Romer. We'll be right back.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lay and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
the next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. Joining me again is Karina P. Cromer, who is the founder and CEO of Inspired Health Energy Medicine and Coaching. I just want to give a quick reminder to our audience. You still have a little time to call in and ask a question to Karina here. And if you would like to do so, that number is 631-627-3703. Once again, that's 631-627-3703. And Karina, of course, before the break, we were taking a look, a little more in-depth look of mindfulness and some of the applications we can use mindfulness in our lives. Now, one of the other concepts that you talk about is kind of the importance of breathing through the heart. Could you elaborate and tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So this is one of the exercises that we can do to actually come back into mindfulness and to bring ourselves into more of a cohesive state. And by cohesive, I mean it's a place of relaxation, of focus, where anxiety is relieved and we achieve more calmness within the body and the mind. And so breathing through the heart is actually a technique that I learned and I got trained in through heart math, because I am a certified heart math coach. And it has been phenomenal in my life in dealing with any unexpected events, or even dealing with everyday events from morning to night, because it teaches you how to be in a present state and how to be in gratitude and how to be in that place where no matter what hits at any point, you can still stay centered and not lose yourself, so to speak, in the anxiety, the anger, and whatever else other emotion might be coming through. So I do believe that in our last session, we tried a little bit of heart math, and if you're up to it, I could guide you into that again for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's just get in a comfortable position. It's always good if we can be in a sort of a 90-degree angle and we can have our chest open and our lungs open to receive. And close your eyes if you're comfortable. And then I invite you to bring your attention at the center of your chest and simply noticing what's going on, noticing how everything feels, and perhaps even bring your attention to the backside, the back of the lungs and the back of the heart, and see if there's a difference between front and back. And bringing that all the way up to the shoulders and taking a breath and letting those shoulders fall back. And then with your next breath in, I invite you to take that breath deep into the center of the heart and imagine yourself breathing in and out of that space, perhaps even taking a little bit longer, fuller breath than usual, but without over-breathing, taking your time with it, finding your rhythm, and bringing each breath deep into the heart as far as you can comfortably go. And then there's no wrong way of doing this. Whatever you visualize, whatever you feel like it means to you, to bring that breath into the center of the heart. And then exhale from that same space and breathe into the heart and out of the heart. And in that next breath, I invite you to bring in the emotion of gratitude. Think of anything that you're grateful for. The smallest thing, an experience, a person, anything at all, a memory. And then breathe that gratitude into the center of the heart and out of the heart. And as you feel that exhale leaving the body, you feel that gratitude washing through the body, going everywhere it needs to go. And gratitude being such a high-frequency emotion actually regulates stress and allows for the production of feel-good hormones in the body and puts us in a really calm and good receiving space for the rest of the day. And taking one more breath into the heart with gratitude, and then let that gratitude go wherever it is needed within the body. And then let the breath take everything and flush it through the body. And then bring yourself out of that space slowly by opening your eyes or coming back. But this is just a way to be into that present moment, into finding your center if you've lost it, into regulating any anxiety, any fatigue, any depression or stress, and gently coming back to a place where the body is content, the heart is content, the breath is more even and cohesive, and we also have a lot more clarity and focus in the brain. How do you feel after that?
I feel good. That's the best way I can really explain it. I think the part of really kind of looking at gratitude, I think, is important. And it definitely, as you kind of were saying, you know, it brings those feel-good emotions. And, yeah, I think it's definitely something that people should always exercise is to have more gratitude and, you know, think about what you're grateful for. So that was a great exercise for sure. Now, again, for people who want to find out more about you and everything that you offer, where is it that people can go?
So my website is healthawarenesscoach.com. You can find me on Facebook under Corina Cromer or Inspired Health Energy Medicine. And remember to take advantage of the special that is on my Facebook page right now for all the listeners of the show, where they get 75% off their first session for coaching. And you can also contact me via email at Corina@healthawarenesscoach.com.
Sounds good. Well, Corina, I just want to say thanks again for taking the time out to share your knowledge with us and also helping out our audience. I really do appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
No problem at all. Thanks again, and we look forward to next time. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.